Good morning and welcome to Morning Meditations, a 5 to 10 minute meditation to get you thinking about what God might have for you in this new day. I'm your host, Pastor Nate Cook, so we hope you'll enjoy your meditation for this morning. Hey, this is Pastor Nate, and this is your morning meditation for this morning. So today we're reading from Acts chapter 8, verses 9, and we'll end all the way in verse 25. Now for some time, a man named Simon had practiced sorcery in the city and amazed all the people of Samaria. He boasted that he was someone great, and the people, both high and low, gave him their attention and excitement. And exclaimed, this man is rightly called the great power of God. They followed him because he amazed them for a long time with his sorcery. But when they believed Philip as he proclaimed the good news of the kingdom of God in the name of Jesus Christ, they were baptized, both men and women. Simon himself believed and was baptized. And he followed Philip everywhere, astonished by the great signs and miracles he saw. When the apostles in Jerusalem heard that Samaria had accepted the word of God, they sent Peter and John to Samaria. When they arrived, they prayed for the new believers there that they might receive the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit had not yet come upon any of them. They had simply been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Then Peter and John placed their hands on them, and they received the Holy Spirit. When Simon saw that the Spirit was given at the laying on of the apostles' hands, he offered them money and said, "Give me also this ability, so everyone on whom I lay my hands may receive the Holy Spirit." Peter answered, "May your money perish with you, because you thought you could buy the gift of God with money. You have no part or share in this ministry, because your heart is not right before God. Repent of this wickedness and pray to the Lord in the hope that he may forgive you for having such a thought in your heart. For I see that you are full of bitterness and captive to sin." Then Simon answered, "Pray to the Lord for me, so that nothing you have said may happen to me." After they had further proclaimed the word of the Lord and testified about Jesus, Peter and John returned to Jerusalem, preaching the gospel in many Samaritan villages. I always loved this story as a kid, because here's this person named Simon, who is a sorcerer, and he has amazed everybody. He's obviously pretty good at sorcery. And he becomes a believer. He gets baptized. And then the apostles come, Peter and John come to talk to the people, and they don't know about this Holy Spirit, being baptized in the Holy Spirit. And Simon sees that the Spirit gives power to the apostles, and he wants to buy the power. He wants to purchase it. Man, so many people get enamored with the power of God, I think. There are whole movements that get enamored with healings and miraculous things. And I always think it's interesting because, first of all, those things are indications of God's power in the world. But even Jesus, when he was here, warned us not to get too caught up in asking for signs. And here Simon wants to actually pay for the power. He wants to pay for the sign. He wants to buy a miracle. And the disciples warn him pretty sternly that is not what this whole life in God is about. I think learning to live in the Spirit day to day means that we will sometimes see some pretty amazing things, but it also means that we are supposed to walk with the Spirit in the ordinary times, and that we're not just looking for some big miraculous show from God, but that the Spirit of God dwelling in us is more about a relationship. It's about dwelling in God. It's about living in God. It's about having God as our friend and the one who is our guide and our shepherd. And so I just want to encourage you as you seek to follow God, that the one thing you would really want is God himself. And everything else, even powerful miracles, can become secondary. Simon was pretty enamored with those things and even wanted to buy a miracle. Let's be enamored with God and trust that any powerful, miraculous thing we see is just a result of the life-giving power of God working in and through his church. Hey, that's just a thought for this morning, and I hope you have a great day.
Well, thanks again for joining us for this morning meditation. Hey, do us a favor, rate us on iTunes, or even leave some feedback about our podcast so that other listeners can know how much you enjoy your morning meditations. Hey, have a great day.